Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 19th, 2024. Fall is here and the campers are loving the weather. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It also has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. This past week, a lot of pumpkin carving going on. Once again, a huge thank you to our good friends, the Tobiasen family and the Bard family, for donating pumpkins. We had a huge Halloween haunted trail and dance for the campers, and then we opened it up to the general public. The zip line was going till after 10 o'clock on Thursday night, so a huge success. A big thank you to all those folks that came out. Next year, we'll try to make it even bigger and better and more days. Camp's travel program went out to Bloomsbury Farm, where the campers were immersed in all the activities. Our good friends out there at Bloomsbury Farm did a tribute to Camp Courageous here a few years ago. We really enjoy that place, and the campers have such a good time. This coming Monday, they're going out for a dinner and movie. And then next coming Friday through Monday, they'll be going to a Halloween parade and festivities in Ancoas, Minnesota. Last weekend, we had Jess and Kristen from the Hawkeye Area Down Syndrome Association and the Dubuque Area Down Syndrome Association have a huge family day here at Camp Courageous. Had a crowd of people and everybody had a good time. It was nice to introduce many of these folks for their very first time to the Camp Courageous experience. Currently, Camp Courageous is very fortunate. We have all of our key positions filled. We just have one position that we're still looking for somebody exceptional, and that's our aquatics assistant director, along with counselors. We have the very best of the best in all the other positions, so we're very fortunate at this point in time. Big thank you to some folks that allowed Camp Courageous to come out and give programs to their groups, including the Anamosa PEO. Big thank you to Sharon Davis. Sharon is very active with the Cedar Valley Street Rod Group and a leader with Cruising for Camp Courageous. Had a great time with the Anamosa PEO chapter, Foo, and a lot of great supporters who have been supporting the camp for years. Also attended First Presbyterian Martha Circle. Camp's longtime friend, Helen Sheets, invited Camp Courageous to give a program to that group. Once again, a wonderful group of ladies that collected all kinds of things and filled the car with needed supplies for Camp Courageous. Next Saturday, we'll be heading to Waterloo. We'll be giving a program to Prince of Peace Church. So once again, if you have a group that'd be interested in learning more about Camp Courageous, just let us know. A special heartfelt thank you to Kelly Ann McLean from Rock Falls, Illinois. She learned about Camp Courageous through Cruising for Camp Courageous. She came over just a short time after her daughter passed in a traffic accident. She ended up collecting all of her daughter's stuffed animals, and she donated those to the camp so Quinny's legacy would continue to live through the lives of the campers here at Camp Courageous. Our heartfelt thank you goes out to Kelly and her family, and our sympathy goes out to them also on the loss of their daughter. A big thank you to the Ryan Nationals Car Club from Ryan, Iowa. They have a car show every year, and they give part of the proceeds to Camp Courageous, and we sure do appreciate that. Also, a big thank you to Larry Andreessen, who has roots here in Jones County. He is the current president of the Iowa State Association of Assessors. They took on Camp Courageous as a project this year, raised a lot of money for the camp, and we can't thank them enough. Also, a big thank you to the A.Y. McDonald Manufacturing up there in Dubuque. They have a big golf tournament every year, and they raise lots of money, and it's split between 10 charities, and we are grateful that Camp Courageous was included in that this year. Hot Dog Days at Tyson's last week went wonderful. A big thank you to all of our friends at Tyson's and all those people that came out for hot dogs and chips and everything else to help support Camp Courageous. Also, a big thank you to Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauce. He was here in town at the Fairway store for the past 3 days. It's always great to have Speed here at Camp Courageous doing a great benefit for camp. Donut Land in Cedar Rapids is having Roundup during the month of October. If you're interested in supporting that, you can go to the Donut Land there in Cedar Rapids and round her up for Camp Courageous. Today, on Saturday, October 19th, at the Dollar Fresh in Monticello, they'll be collecting items for Camp Courageous. Cram the van from 9 a.m. to 11:30, where you can have anything from toilet paper to paper towels that the camp can use. Manchester Grotto, our largest fundraiser, continues to go very well. And here's one of our participants telling about her experience at the Camp Courageous Garage Sale.
Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale. What is it?
I'm Sandy Swanson from Manchester. I've been coming to the garage sale for years. To me, it means a place where you can give things new life. You've got volunteers that are cheerful and happy, doing an awful lot of work to give to the camp, and they give back to the community. I just think we're so lucky to have this here in Manchester. It's one of those things that not every town can have, and it brings people to town. A couple weeks this summer, I couldn't be here. I really miss not being here to shop.
Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4. Open on Wednesdays till 6, till noon on Saturdays. Visit them today. Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
Unfortunately, we lost many dear friends this past week or so. Christy Risley from the Davenport area. Her husband, Russ, have been longtime supporters of the camp. Our sympathy goes out to Russ, family, and friends. Also, Don Melody from up in Manchester, large Manchester Garage Sale volunteer for many, many years. Our sympathy goes out to Carol and his wife and family, and also Kurt Manette from down in Brooklyn / Johnston, passed away, longtime supporter of the camp. So our sympathy goes out to them. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.